Blog Talk Radio.
Novena is. This novena, day seven, that we're welcome to day seven, novena to the precious blood of Jesus. The month of July is dedicated to the precious blood. The feast of the precious blood of our Lord was instituted in 1849 by Pope Pius IX. But the devotion is as old as Christianity. The early church fathers said that the church was born from the pierced side of Christ, and that the sacraments were brought forth through his blood. Almighty Father, I place the precious blood of Jesus before my lips, before I pray, that my prayers may be purified before they ascend to your divine altar. In the constant prayer of St. Catherine of Siena, precious blood, ocean of divine mercy, flow upon us, precious blood, most pure offering. Procure us every grace, precious blood, hope and refuge of sinners. Atone for us, precious blood, delight of holy souls. Draw us. Amen. So let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. By the voice of your blood, O Jesus, I seek you, ask you, and beg you to help me at this time of my need. O Jesus, I kneel your bleeding feet, pleading that you will hear me. Many graces and many mercies have come from your blood. My hope lives in you until the end of my time. O Jesus, by your precious blood, which you shed for our souls, by each drop that you shed for our redemption, and by the tears of our Holy Mother, Immaculate Mother, I beseech you and earnestly ask you to listen to my dedication for those killed and wounded at a 4th of July shooting at a parade in Highland Park, Illinois, and all those wounded. I mean, we just pray for that healing. For Pope Francis, his prayer intention for the month of July is for the elderly. We need to pray for the elderly, and not to forget them. That we love them. Our close relatives, those who are the elderly. That was and is Pope Francis' dedication for the month of July. We dedicate this novena. We pray for Christian families around the world. May they embody and experience unconditional love and advance in holiness in their daily lives. We dedicate this novena for all the bishops and priests and deacons, religious, for their continued mission to reach the world for you, Lord. We pray for the conversion of all of our political figures in government, that they will honor religious freedom and life. We pray for all of our first responders, our police officers, EMT, medics, paraprofessionals, our doctors and nurses, medical professionals, that they defend life. We pray for our military, those who are deployed around the world, and those who are keeping the fires burning at home for their loved ones. We also dedicate this novena for the poor souls of purgatory, for the end of abortion and Planned Parenthood. I want to dedicate this novena for my wife and family members, those who have gone astray and lukewarm, that they will come back with a fervor love for you, Lord, and the sacraments, primarily the Eucharist and confession, the sacrament of reconciliation. For all this coming year, RCIA candidates and catechumens preparing for the next Easter Vigil. And we also want to dedicate this novena for America to turn from the paganism and hedonism that has been heading towards. We dedicate this novena for children runaways, that they will return safely home. So we dedicate this, all these dedications in this novena, that we will grow stronger in you, Lord. O Jesus, who during all the days of your mortal life, you consoled so many sufferers, you healed so many infirmities, you raised so often a sinking courage, have pity on my soul, who cries to you from the depths of my anguish. So I do ask for healing, and for myself and my wife. O Jesus, from the wounds of your heart, may a wave of your merciful blood flow and grant to me the grace that I so ardently desire, healing. O Jesus, hasten the moment when you will change my tears to joy and my sighs to thanksgiving. Holy Mary, I ask you to join with me in seeking help. But God our Father in heaven, may your will be done. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Jesus crucified, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Jesus, hear us. Jesus, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Blood of Christ, only begotten Son of the Eternal Father, save us. Blood of Christ, incarnate Word of God, save us. Blood of Christ, of the New and Eternal Testament, save us. Blood of Christ, falling upon the earth in the agony, save us. Blood of Christ, shed profusely in the scourging, save us. Blood of Christ, flowing forth in the crowning with thorns, save us. Blood of Christ, poured out on the cross, save us. Blood of Christ, price of our salvation, save us. Blood of Christ, without which there is no forgiveness, save us. Blood of Christ, Eucharistic drink and refreshment of souls, save us. Blood of Christ, stream of mercy, save us. Blood of Christ, victor over demons, save us. Blood of Christ, courage of martyrs, save us. Blood of Christ, strength of confessors, save us. Blood of Christ, bringing forth virgins, save us. Blood of Christ, help of those in peril, save us. Blood of Christ, relief of the burdened, Save us, blood of Christ, solace in sorrow. Save us, blood of Christ, hope of the penitent. Save us, blood of Christ, consolation of the dying. Save us, blood of Christ, peace and tenderness of hearts. Save us, blood of Christ, pledge of eternal life. Save us, blood of Christ, freeing souls from purgatory. Save us, blood of Christ, most worthy of all glory and honor. Save us, Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Spare us, O Lord, Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. O Lord, you have redeemed us, O Lord, in your blood, and made us for our God a kingdom, the Catholic Church. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, you have appointed your only begotten Son, the Redeemer of the world, and willed to be appeased by his blood. Grant, we beg of you, that we may worthily adore this price of our salvation, and through its power be safeguarded from the evils of the present life, so that we may rejoice in its fruits forever in heaven. Through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Strapped each wrist. With the hellish looks that a strong-armed soldier, whip clenched in his fist. Laced with chips of bone, they beat him hard from his shoulders to his feet. And it sliced right through his olive skin, just like razors through a sheet. Countless times the blood splattered as each inhuman lash was given. Several times his knees his flesh just hung like ribbon. Then surprisingly, he turned his head. Though the words he used were few, the soldier's face turned pale when he said, "This blood is for you." Uncaringly, they tossed a garment across his weakened form, and his blood pressure fell deathly low. Crowd began to swarm. They forced him to carry his cross uphill as his face they punched and smacked, while the splinters from the crisscross beam dug deep into his back. Through lack of sleep and dehydration, his tongue began to swell, and weakened by his loss of blood, this prophet teacher fell. And when he did, some blood splattered on a man named Simon's shoe. And as he bent to wipe it off, the prophet looked and said, "Simon, this blood is for you."
This blood can save the soul, heal the sick, mend the heart. This blood can give you access to the very throne of God. And it still can go the distance through the pain to where you are. This blood is for you.
they dropped the cross in the hole they dug. His body convulsed with pain, through an agony and torment that never a soul shall find. He tilts his face towards heaven, with full control of his mind, with more love than any human heard. Before that time forsake, he made a statement that to this day makes the strongest skeptic wince. He cried, "Father God, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And as he gave his life for those lost in sin, he was saying, "This blood is for you."
And this blood can save the soul, heal the sick, mend the heart. This blood can give you access to the very throne of God, and it still can go the distance through the pain to where you are. This blood is for you.
If you're lost and alone and your mind is confused,
this blood is for you.
If you feel like you have been hurt and abused,
this blood is for you.
The atoning, cleansing
blood.
Truth is a fine line. Deeper truth is an even finer line. When we decided to call ourselves Deeper Truth, we knew the obligations that name would put upon us. We wanted our readers and listeners to be always confident. Whenever you tuned into a program with a Deeper Truth logo, that is exactly what you got. Deeper Truth. From Journey with Mary with John Carpenter on Sundays to the Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson on Mondays, you learned you were never alone, that heaven is only a prayer away. It is a sacred obligation week after week to bring you not just the truth, but the deeper truth. And that is why
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
From man's earliest days, he has looked to the heavens for a being superior to himself. In the earliest annals of history, we find the results of this search. Zeus, chief of the gods of ancient Greece, who ruled by thunderbolt. Mars, the Roman god of war. Apollo, Thor, and other gods and goddesses that you'd better not cross if you know what's good for you. Then, gradually, from a single nation, emerges a god unlike any of the others that man had crafted for himself. This god didn't rule over man with an iron hand, but with a tender, sacred heart. He held out his hand in love to his creation, going so far as to sacrifice himself in atonement for the sins of mankind. The Greeks even had a name for him. They called this god the Unknown God, and even erected a temple to him. Years later, St. Paul would formally introduce him. And that is exactly why the Catholic Defender is here. Your host represents an unbroken line of succession to the apostles of the one called Jesus, the only one whose mercy and compassion overflows any container that tries to contain it. This is a God you really want to meet. We're here to make the introduction. This God is a God of judgment. However, first and foremost, he is a God of mercy and compassion. He won't turn you away. He holds out his hand in divine mercy to you and everyone. He loves you as you are, but he also loves you too much to let you stay that way. He'll forgive your sin, not condone it. So what are we waiting for? Let's meet your host, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, one with answers to your most pressing questions. Now, here's Don Hartley.
The Miracle of the Blood of Lanciano, Italy, 750 AD. A priest had doubts about the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist, found when he said the words of consecration at Mass that the bread and wine changed into flesh and blood. On March 4th, 1971, the professor presented a detailed report of the various studies carried out. Here are the basic results. Number one, the miraculous flesh is authentic flesh consisting of muscular striated tissue of the myocardium. It comes from the heart. And it's also said the left ventricle. Number two, the miraculous blood is truly blood. The chromatographic analysis indicated that this with absolute and indisputable certainty. Number three, the immunological study shows that certitude that the flesh and the blood are human, and the immunohematological test allows us to affirm with complete objectivity and certitude that both belong to the same blood type AB, the same blood type as that of the man of the Shroud of Turin, and the type most characteristic of Middle Eastern populations. The proteins contained in the blood have the normal distribution in the identical percentage as that of the serious proteinic chart for normal flesh blood. Wow. No histological dissection has revealed any trace of salt infiltration or preservative substances used in antiquity for the purpose of embalming. Professor Linoli also discarded the hypothesis of a hoax carried out in past centuries. This report was published in the Scavio Notebooks in Diagnostics and aroused great interest in the scientific world. Also in 1973, the Chief Advisory Board of the World Health Organization appointed a scientific commission to corroborate Linoli's findings. Their work lasted 15 months and included 500 tests. It was verified that the fragments taken from Lanciano could in no way be likened to bombed tissue. As to the nature of the fragment of flesh, the commission declared it to be living tissue. Do you hear that? The commission declared it to be living tissue because it reportedly responded rapidly to all the clinical reactions distinctive of living beings. Their reply fully corroborated Professor Lanoli's conclusions. In the extract summarizing the scientific work of the Medical Commission of the WHO and the UN, published in December 1976 in New York and Geneva, declared that science, aware of its limits, has come to a halt face to face with the impossibility of giving an explanation. And it's just a little more here. Eucharistic miracle that occurred at Lanciano in 750 at the Church of St. Francis. A monastic priest doubted whether the body of our Lord was truly present in the consecrated host. He celebrated Mass, and when he said the words of consecration, he saw the host turn into flesh and the wine turn into blood. Everything was visible to those in attendance. The flesh is still intact, and the blood is divided into five unequal parts, which together have the exact same weight as each one does separately. In 1970, the Archbishop of Lanciano and the Provincial Superior of the Conventual Franciscans at Abruzzo, with Rome's approval, requested Dr. Edward Lanoli, director of the hospital in Arezzo and professor of anatomy, histology, chemistry, and clinical microscopy, to perform a thorough scientific examination on the relics of the miracle, which had occurred 12 centuries earlier. And then again on March 4, 1971, the professor presented a detailed report of the various studies carried out here, and these are the basic results. The miraculous flesh is authentic flesh, consisting of muscular striated tissue of the myocardium, again, the left ventricle. Why is the left ventricle important here? Because the left ventricle pumps the blood, oxygenated blood, into the systemic system throughout the body. And that's exactly what our Lord does. The miraculous blood is truly blood. AB. Indisputable certainty. And the immunological study shows with certain great interest in the scientific world. And this is one miracle that happened in 750 AD. And Lanciano was the name given to St. Longinus, the Roman soldier who thrust the lance into the side of Jesus. And he took home with him miraculous, well, blood that soaked the blood-soaked earth at the cross. He gathered and took with him. So very powerful story here. Very powerful story. And so we have these miracles to reflect on, to grow in our faith with Christ. We are pilgrims in a strange land. Mm-hmm.
swallowed by darkness, and the moon is changed into blood. The children crying are trying to race the flood, and the stars fall out of the heavens as the water is turned into death. They're crying for the rocks to fall and hide them from the wrath of the living one they would not accept.
King and Lord.